Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a good weekend. It is the 11th of January, 2020, and we've got all the best non-political technology news coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Hey, you got an event or something coming up? You said, gosh, I don't want to miss that. And you want your AI assistant to remember it for you? Well, now Alexa can actually help you with that. That's because Amazon's going to make it easier to remember an event that you don't really want to miss. Actually, Amazon quietly introduced this new feature. The new feature, by the way, is called Tell Me When. That's the command that will not only answer your questions about, say, the certain events you can't miss, but will also set a reminder when the event actually happens. So say you're some idiot dude out there that forgot when your wedding is. Not only will Alexa set it for you, she'll remind you the day of, just in case, you know, the bachelor party went on a little too long and you're a little late. According to Amazon, this new feature is just one of many that we'll be rolling out for Alexa this year, all part of that larger Amazon strategy to have Alexa gauge your true intent, then just supply answers to random questions. Did you just get yourself some new AirPods Pro? Maybe you just bought yourself a new iPhone SE. Well, guess what? There's going to be some new ones coming this year. At least that's what the rumors are saying. Yes, according to new rumor reports out there, whatever the hell that really means, new Apple AirPods Pro will come with a slightly redesigned charging case and supposedly better sound and should be launching in April of this year. As far as the iPhone SE is concerned, we've already seen some documentation about a third generation iPhone SE that's coming up. Though the 6.1 inch, however, though, was not mentioned there for the display. In fact, it looks like Apple plans to stick with a 4.7 inch. Though that could change, of course. All this info, of course, is coming from our main man Ming out there in China, who most of the time is right. Though this time, no, nothing's completely set in stone. And finally, for all you WhatsApp users out there, did you notice the new revised privacy policy? If you hadn't, you might want to take a look. Now, if you were one of those people, first and foremost, that cared about your privacy, you're probably not on WhatsApp. Hell, you're probably not on Facebook. Nonetheless, though, from now on, if you really want to use WhatsApp, you're going to have to let it share your data with Facebook, and that's how it is. The privacy includes more information about WhatsApp services and how they process your data, how businesses can actually use Facebook-hosted services to actually store that data, and even manage their WhatsApp chats. Yes, your chats. With the new updated policy, it makes it very clear that the data collected by WhatsApp now, including your phone number, your transaction data, service-related information, and even information on how you interact with others, all of this now will be carried on over to that lovely property we know as Facebook. Now, actually, this kind of sharing of information actually started from the beginning. It just wasn't written out in complete clear language. Apparently, Facebook wanted to start off this new year being even more transparent about how they own you and how they sell your data. Oh, ain't that lovely? Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is still located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all our wonderful podcasts over there, and so much more, of course. Yep, we're on Facebook too, of course, just like pretty much everybody else. British Tech Network is the destination there. Of course, we're on Twitter as well, at British Tech. Nope, we haven't been banned yet. But definitely come by our Slack room. That is the fun place to be, and we'd love for you to come hang out with us. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way tomorrow for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a glorious Monday, and thank you, as always, for listening.